We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dingo and Roberts here in the afternoon. We got an update on baseball situation. Now, what about basketball? We are joined by the senior NBA insider for The Athletic and Stadium. And that is Shams Charania who joins us. Shams, Joe and Evan, good to talk to you. Welcome to the show.
Shams, how are
you? Guys, I appreciate you guys having me on. Hope you guys are doing well.
Doing all right.
I got to tell you, I'm a little awestruck because I've been following you now on Twitter for years. You've become like the biggest breaking news guy in the game, you and Woj. And so this is I got to tell you, for me, it's very exciting. So thank you very much for coming on.
Guys, I appreciate it.
So the time frame from Adam Silver and the players, it's 2 to 4 weeks that they will decide if there's going to be a season, if there's not going to be a season, or is it more what all of this is going to look like? What are you hearing about what their game plan is going to be?
Yeah, so as I reported last night, Adam Silver, the commissioner, told owners on a Board of Governors call on Tuesday that he wants to make a final decision on the 2019-20 season. He's hopeful to make the decision in the next 2 to 4 weeks. That gives the NBA, you know, up to a month to decide on whether it's worth resuming the season or scrapping it and moving on. I think that owners came away from that call, I was told, believing that that's, a good time frame for the league to come up with a decision. It would mark the 3 month period since the time the night that the NBA shut down and really the country shut down on March 11th when Rudy Gobert tested positive. And so this is the first of, you know, formal reference of a timetable that Adam Silver has given anyone within the NBA hierarchy, any of the stakeholders. He had a call with the players on Friday in which he laid out a lot of different parameters and also let them know that a decision could go into June. But this is now for the first time since the league shut down that he has given a specific time frame on his decision. And again, this is not going to be an easy one. This is ultimately going to fall on Adam Silver's lap off of all the communication he's done with players and owners and at the end of the day, the science and making sure that the risk, and Adam Silver has been clear, there's going to be tremendous risk no matter which lane the NBA decides to go.
Right.
And if they do decide to play, there's going to be a tremendous amount of risk. Is it really worth it?
So basically what you're saying is within the next 2 to 4 weeks, Silver's going to make a decision whether or not to go forward with the season or to scrap the season. Now, we're going to know definitively within, let's say, a month from now if that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that is Adam Silver's mindset. That's his target. Now, again, things can always change, and I do think he's going to utilize most of those 2 to 4 weeks. Players left a call on Friday believing that the decision will be made in June. It won't be made in May. And that, the back end of the 3 to 4 weeks falls into that June timeframe of
either
that first or second week, mid-June. And that'll put them, like I said, up against that 3 month anniversary, if you want to call it, of the league shutting down.
Is it possible that Adam makes the decision, on the back end of the 2 to 4 weeks and says, look, we're going to play. We really want to wait this thing out, but the season may not start until September. Is that a possibility, or would it be, we've decided we want to play, and here's our plan. It's going to start in 3 weeks, and the timetable's more the summer. Are they still open-minded about pushing the calendar back even further to resume this season?
They're open-minded to pushing the calendar back, but I haven't gotten the sense that they would go as late as September. I think that July, August is that sweet spot. You go to September, that's giving guys, 5-6 months off of play? And that's just, at that point, what's the worth? And I think that at the end of the day, that is what Adam Silver and the league office and players, they're all weighing, is how much is it really worth playing? And obviously everyone, you know, the majority of owners, players, especially the star players, the executives, they all want to play. And so whenever you have a determined group of parties, things usually happen. But again, this is a situation where another big factor is needing the right amount of tests. And Adam Silver, the protocol he laid out to the owners on Tuesday was not a medical bubble, but a bubble environment in which players, personnel can go in and out of whichever city the NBA decides on, whether it's Orlando or Las Vegas. They can go in and out, but upon reentry, they have to get retested. And so they got to have right. the requisite amount of testing for that.
Would it be one bubble, or are they considering an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference bubble?
You know, that's a topic that has come up as far as having, like you said, East and West. But, you know, Adam Silver made clear, I was told on the call with the players on Friday, that, you know, the less amount of travel and exposure to that type of environment, the better. And so my gut says a one-city scenario probably suits the NBA best, because then you don't have to take one of the sides and have them fly all the way across country to either Vegas or Orlando and then have these guys in the air. It gets rid of that middle ground. But listen, at this point, every scenario's in play.
And there'd be no fans in the stands, right? I mean, you're talking about, if they resume, you're talking about completely empty arenas, I'm assuming, right?
Yes. Adam Silver's made it clear to both players, owners, that whenever the league does resume play, it'll you know, this season, it'll be done so without fans. And there may not be fans until there is a vaccine.
Mm. And I guess that's why pushing back the calendar, I'm talking about next season, does make a lot of sense. That the later you start, the better chance there is that eventually, at some point next year, there would be able to be at least some people in the stands. So do you get the sense that's inevitable, that the calendar pushback for 2021 season is definitely going to happen?
Yeah, I reported, I think it was last week, that the NBA started to really target December 25th, so Christmas Day, as it's tip off for the 2020-21 season. Adam Silver, I was told, referenced it on several calls over the last week as a target date. And so, again, these are all subject to change. Now, you know, if the NBA finds out that if they start in January, fans could be able to arrive and there's going to be a vaccine in January, not December, of course, I'm sure the league would table it into January. But, you know, the Christmas Day start has appeal on a lot of different levels, and the NBA is hopeful that by then they'll have some sort of clarity as far as fans returning at some point in 2020-21.
Mm. All right. As we go into the season now, you know, how about that? I mean, I'm assuming that as far as testing is concerned, wouldn't it have to be, these guys have to be tested almost every day, even if they're only in one venue playing? I mean, wouldn't it have to be something like that, or at least a couple times a week?
No question. And that's what owners, players, that's what they are under the mindset of, is that if there is a season to salvage, you know, the testing protocols would be strict. It would be daily testing. It would be, you know, and really the biggest, most elusive question across all pro sports is, what does a league do if a player tests positive again?
Right.
It shut down everything on March 11th, right? And so what Adam Silver told the players on Friday was that his hope is that when the league does resume, whenever a player tests positive, they can isolate that player in quarantine and not have no stoppage of play. And maybe there's a two-day break in between games, legislated, but overall there's no stoppage of play. It's not going to halt any type of a season. And so can the league, you know, fall forward with that? Like, can it really go through with that type of a protocol? It remains to be seen.
We're talking to Shams Charania, senior NBA insider for The Athletic and for Stadium. If the season resumes, we've heard so many different things. They could go right to the playoffs. They could play a few regular season games. There may be a tournament. What is the likeliest scenario for what we're seeing at the beginning of the NBA restart?
I wish I had the answer for you guys. When the NBA, when Adam Silver starts discussing that protocol, that's when this will really become real to me. But, you know, there have been several scenarios thrown around. You know, the play-in tournaments. Having exhibition games and then going into the playoffs, just going straight into the playoffs. But the scenario that I think that teams would like to see is having a few exhibition games, whether that's three or five or two, and then going into a playoff, you know, having a 1-8 standardized playoff. But, you know, will the NBA decide to then do a play-in tournament between the 7 and 10 seeds to spice it up and add some more intrigue? That could definitely be in play. But I think the sense from teams and the hope from teams is that it'll be a, you know, a few regular season or exhibition games, and then you can go into a playoff.
All right, what about the lottery and the draft? I mean, you know, let's a lottery and a draft with no season, when would it be? A lottery and a draft with a season, when would it be?
So if there is a season, I mean, at that point you have to push the draft back till after the season, right? So let's say there is a season that starts in either July or August, and you are looking at a draft in, you know, anywhere from late August to September. And if the season starts in August, then you're looking at a draft maybe in October. So that is subject to whenever the season resumes. And if there isn't a season, I think that's why this mid-June date is so appealing as far as making a final decision. Because at that point, I'm not saying you can scrap a June 25th NBA draft and have it virtually like the NFL did, but that is an option on the table. Or they could push it into the first week of July and give teams an extra few weeks to decide. So I think that the draft, I don't think it would be as delayed, obviously, if there was a season.
Now, as a Nets fan, Shams, I'm not going to ask you about Kevin Durant. All right, that question's been endless. But I want to ask you about the other guy. You know, Kyrie Irving, we never hear about him. He had his surgery. Would he play in a restarted NBA season? Have you heard about his potential timetable for contributing in this playoff we may get?
Yeah, I think that, I think, you know, he's from what I've been told, you know, Kyrie Irving's, this is around the time where he's starting on-court activity. And again, all these players are all under different types of workout regimen. So it remains to be seen whether, I'm not sure if he's gone in and fully worked out. But this was the time period where he was supposed to be back on the floor for, you know, almost full workouts. And so I haven't gotten a sense on if he would return. But what I do feel is that the players that have been injured or were going to be out for the remainder of the year, that they will roll it into 2020-21. Just because of the uncertainty that still surrounds the season.
Well, what about like free agency and that kind of thing? You know, usually it's like July 1st where you could sign players, stuff like that. How's that going to how do you play that out? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be kind of the same as the draft scenario, because you're going to need to wait and see where the season ends up. And again, there's also a draft combine that the NBA has to plan for. And you know, they've already postponed it. They're coming up with virtual combine measures and how that would look like, you know, interviews and medical process, potential virtual workouts. So there's a lot that's still being determined on that front.
Shams, great stuff. We appreciate you coming on. Keep up the good reporting.
Shams, before I let you go, do they play or not? What's your gut? Basketball this year again or no?
I wish I had an actual answer, but my gut, you know, everyone being so determined, you know, whenever there's everyone's determined, you usually see something happen. But again, this is up to the science. So we'll see. But I appreciate you guys having me on, and be safe.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it. Shams Charania, the senior NBA insider for The Athletic and Stadium. I'm hopeful, too. And I like the fact that we're going to know, because there does come a time in which you
make a decision. There's got to be a yes or no at some point. You know.
Yeah. And also, as much as I want them to crown a champion, the more you push it back, the more it's a completely different season.
Yep.
The more it's a completely different season.
Yeah. I mean, these guys haven't played in 2 months already. So,
yeah.
You know.
And by the time they do play, it will be longer or as long as a regular NBA offseason.
Yep. Pretty much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.